Dave Conway has a motion. Request the superintendent reach out and identify an outside security company for the purpose of conducting a total safety and security assessment of the Lowell Public Schools. Furthermore, request superintendent contact DESE, Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, to see if they would partner with us for this audit. Well, you know, we have a very good Lowell police force.
Are we sure he's talking about safety, physical safety, and not computer? And yeah, there are outside firms that do computer safety.
Hello, an outside security company for the purpose of conducting a total safety and security assessment.
Okay, so again, what I'm saying, Jerry, is the word total safety could also be cybersecurity.
He doesn't mention the word cyber.
Well, he said total safety, so I'm not quite sure where.
But my point is, we have the Lowell Police Department. We work with the area SWAT team. We work with the Sheriff's Department. Why would we? Listen, I love Eddie Davis and what he's done for the city, and he's got a great company. And Eileen Donahue, you know, the former city manager, works for Eddie. And in fact, I think her specialty is municipalities and schools and safety. But, you know, no offense, I just don't think the city can afford $100,000 to $200,000 by hiring Eddie's company. Why do we have to go to an outside firm where we have great partnerships with the Lowell Police Department, the Sheriff's Department? We have contacts.
Yeah, but do they have the
staff?
Do they have the staff to be doing an assessment like that?
Well, I'm sure we could find out. Where do we keep getting the money to get all of these outside things done when every school system around is talking about the fact that they have to have layoffs, they have to have cuts?
Well, we have a $282 million budget next year. So here's the thing. When you talk about safety, I am concerned, because do you realize that there was a brawl day before yesterday at the high school with 50 to 100 kids involved in a brawl inside the high school, and the school committee didn't even find out about it? And the school committee ain't too happy about that, I'll tell you right now, because I've heard from some of them. So, I mean, there are some things going on. If my son were going there, I'd be demanding some kind of a safety update on what's going on. You got 50 to 100 kids inside the building having a brawl? I mean, there are things happening.
How did that not make it into social media or the news? I don't know.
Maybe my sources are better.
How is that kept quiet from the public? I mean,
yeah,
you know,
good question.
They have a lockdown at the school for anything, and the whole city knows all over social media. So how did something like this happen without it being all over social media? Because you got me. I have not heard a thing about it. Not heard a thing about it. Neither I never read anything about it. And
yeah, that's the problem.
I think if we had a fight in the city.
Well, I heard from at least three people about this, that there was a brawl inside there, that it was at least 50 kids, that, you know, they've got major security problems that people, teachers in the building, are concerned about. You know, if those, some of which were, one of them was a teacher that contacted me. If they're wrong, then they saw it wrong, and that's fine. But, I mean, the fact is, I've got, you know, not counselors, but other people that are saying that, you know, they're not getting the communication. They're upset that the assessment that was done, the audit that was done, that's been promised and promised and promised, isn't coming out. There's some issues.
A lot of those were the same people who were barking about the hiring process, and an outside firm said, nothing to see here, folks, just a bunch of people whining that they didn't get a job. I mean, you know, I've learned a long time ago that, you know, people are gonna push what they think is their truth. And somewhere in the middle is usually a grain of it.
It's not, you know, whether there were people, students fighting at the high school is not their truth. It either happened or didn't. Well, so I mean, I'm just telling you, it was reported to me that it happened by multiple people.
A fight in high school is not uncommon.
Not a fight. We're not talking two people. We're talking like 50 people. We're talking a large fight. You know, and I'll tell you, something like that happened at Nashua High School in the cafeteria right before I pulled my son out of there. So you know, this isn't like two people fighting. This was, you know, larger than that. And these are the kinds of things I hear about from teachers. These are the kinds of things I hear about, you know, then it gets back to the school committee and they wonder why they weren't told. And
okay, so yeah, people who are listening over at the high school, Jen Myers, who's the spokesperson for the school department, Mayor Rourke, Superintendent Liam Skinner, Mike Fiato, head of school. Who's ever listening out there, or staff is listening out there.
At least one school committee member told me that they had also heard it, and they're concerned about the security there. So, you know, there may be reasons why that motion was filed, Jerry. I wouldn't go too far out on that plank.
All I said was there's no reason to spend $100,000 to $200,000 when we have partnerships and we have people like the Lowell Police Department, our partners with the Sheriff's Department.
SROs do we have right now?
I don't know, eight?
Isn't it like eight for a building that has like 2,500, 3,000 kids in it? And it's got to cover the whole city. It's not just for Lowell High School, right?
No, Lowell High is, I believe, five.
Okay, so five of the eight are at Lowell High School. You know, I don't know. Obviously, we've all talked for a long time about coming out of the pandemic. The kids were all cooped up. The kids have got some issues, some of them with adjusting to being in school again. I think there are some security issues, and I don't know if the police have the resources. Maybe the answer is to give them more resources and not hire an outside firm. You might be 100% right about that. But I definitely think we need to take a look at what's going on. If I had my kid in school there right now, I'd be demanding it.
Appel Teddy says, so are the people who are concerned about their safety in schools going to start voting for elected officials at the upper levels who are going to hold these kids accountable and maybe even get them out of the school system and put into a juvenile system? Or are they just going to complain and then turn around and vote for the same lack of policies and lack of discipline, the kind that got us in this mess in the first place? According to a teacher at the high school, was there a brawl at Lowell High featuring 50 to 100 kids? Not that I'm aware of. I'm at the Freshman Academy.
Over 50 kids is what I heard.
That would have been something that would have come across our desk.
Okay. So. Well, again, I'm just reporting to you that I had at least three people, one including a teacher, one person, a school committee member, that said there were over 50 kids involved in some kind of a dispute argument over there, and it would not shock me. So, you know, if they saw it wrong and it was like 10 kids or 3 kids, then definitely we'll put it out there and we will find out. But the fact is that you've got other examples of lockdown after. I mean, we just had a lockdown, what, like a month ago?
Yeah, but that's normal.
That's not normal.
It is normal.
That should not be normal.
It's normal.
Okay.
980 WCAP.
I'm not accepting that as, that's just normal.
Nashua and Salem, New Hampshire, serving the Merrimack Valley.